You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get into some commie climate change stuff. We'll finish up the Christopher Ray stuff. Hopefully get to a bunch of emails, national debt, mass scores. I don't have any idea how we're going to get to all this, but we're going to do as much as we can possibly do. Remember, you can still email the show. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Let's wrap up this Christopher Ray stuff. Ted Cruz went after Christopher Ray earlier today about the whole ongoing investigation thing.
Were the investigators allowed to investigate whether Joe Biden was complicit in the corruption?
Again, there is an ongoing investigation.
I'm asking you about corruption from DOJ. Were they allowed to investigate Joe Biden, or is the whistleblower telling the truth that DOJ said Joe Biden's off limits, no questions about the big guy?
And as to what is in scope or not in scope of the ongoing investigation, I would refer you to Special Counsel Weiss. That is not me hiding behind anything, Senator. That is a longstanding policy that has been in place
Director Ray, through multiple administrations,
going back years and years and years.
Have a responsibility to the FBI not to allow it to be a partisan tool and a partisan weapon. The testimony, and by the way, the FBI has done nothing.
And I have not, and I will not.
Yeah, but he has. And he's going to keep hiding behind ongoing investigations. As I explained long ago, none of this is a mystery. We know this is a criminal organization. This is a secret state police agency. It is the most clear and present danger to the United States of America. The FBI is. You cannot have a federal law enforcement arm that turns into a secret state police agency that works only on behalf of the regime in power and crushes dissent. It ends countries. It will end our country. It is the most dangerous thing happening in the country. Nothing else comes close. And we know every time they testify in front of Congress, they're going to answer every question as they always have. I can't comment on an ongoing investigation. Yes, I get it. You get it. Everyone gets it. What are you going to do about it? That's the only question. What are you willing to do about it? Okay, DOJ is not going to prosecute. Okay, so the question then is, are you willing to defund them? Yes or no? If the answer to that question is no, then none of this matters. Think about how insane this is. I want you to wrap your mind around how insane this is. You're a taxpayer. I'm a taxpayer. We pay our taxes to the federal government. And you probably vote Republican at least most of the time. Do you not? I do. I vote Republican most of the time. I vote Republican for the most part, because I want them to stop the communists from attacking me, from attacking my country, from destroying my country. That's what I want them to do. So I pay my taxes to the federal government, and I vote Republican. The Republicans I vote for then in turn take the taxes that I pay the federal government, and they willingly hand it to the agency that is attacking me day in and day out. Do I have that right? Was that an oversimplification? Did I have that right, Chris? That's the system we have now? And instead we get stuff like this from Mike Johnson talking about Joe Biden's impeachment.
I've said at this podium before, next to a declaration of war, impeachment, arguably the heaviest power that the House has. Why? Because it's so serious. It's so important. In the previous couple of years...
Wrong. Dead wrong. Impeachment's the most serious thing we can do besides a declaration of war. No. See, again, we're behind. Once again, the GOP is playing catch-up. My goodness, we need anti-communism so bad in this party so we can finally start playing offense. Listen, it's not serious anymore in impeachment. Democrats made that decision when they impeached Donald Trump twice over nothing. They decided impeachment doesn't matter anymore, that it's not important, that it's simply a partisan tool one party uses against the other party's president. That's not a choice I made. That's not a choice you made. That's not a choice Republicans made. Democrats made that choice. The choice has been made. It's been made. So now that it's no longer serious, now that it's a partisan weapon one party uses against the other party, use it! My gosh! You have to use it. And it's not even because you want him removed from office. You have to continue to destroy the seriousness of impeachment. Because I have news for all of you low-T GOPers out there. Every one of you. I know you think all this is going to end when they send Donald Trump to prison. Listen, the next GOP president, whoever it is, if we ever have one again, the next GOP president is going to be impeached several times if the Democrats take control of the House of Representatives. The precedent has been set. They will impeach now until the end of time. If we are not going to return fire and do the same thing back to them, we have no chance whatsoever. All that does is serve. It's like blood in the water for sharks. All it does is encourage these people. Impeach him. We don't have... It's very serious. No, it's not. It's a weapon now. You didn't make that choice. I didn't make that choice. It's just a weapon now. So use it. Period. Dan Bishop was trying to interrogate this assistant AG. See, there's a big case out there right now. Biden versus Missouri. What's the case about? Well, the government working to censor you, to violate your rights, to violate your First Amendment rights. It's a big deal. And Bishop, well, here's how it went.
Ms. Clark, in the Missouri versus Biden case in the district court, the court explained, quote, if the allegations made by the plaintiffs are true, the present case arguably involves the most massive attack on free speech in United States history, close quote. Court went on to find that the plaintiffs were reasonably likely to succeed on the merits at trial, entered a preliminary injunction. Is any criminal investigation or prosecution of the persons responsible for that activity in the FBI, CISA, and at the White House and their co-conspirators underway in the Civil Rights Division?
Congressman, I'm not familiar with this litigation, but happy to bring your question back.
Thank you. So let me just make sure I understand that. You are not aware of the Missouri versus Biden litigation that is currently being taken up by the United States Supreme Court. Is that correct?
Unfortunately, I'm not, Congressman.
Assuming that you're not aware of that, what reason would there be that the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department's leader is unaware of what a United States District Court has described as the most massive attack on free speech in the United States history?
If you could share more of the facts, that could be helpful, Congressman.
Otherwise, you just don't know. Is that correct?
That's correct. Unfortunately, this does not appear to be a case that I'm familiar with.
Of course, Dan Bishop. I love Dan Bishop. He's leaving. I'm glad he's leaving Congress. He's going to go be AG of North Carolina. Red state AGs are much more important now than Congress. They're much more important than the presidency. We will need our red state AGs to stand in between us and the federal government. Anyway, Dan Bishop is well aware of the truth here, that this assistant AG for civil rights, Kristen Clark, she's well aware of the case. She's also very supportive of the government censoring you. That's what the communist believes. The communist believes his political opponents should be censored and silenced. Now, the problem with that is she's the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice. So back to what I was just saying. We've been talking about the FBI. Now we're talking about the DOJ. Your red state AG, your red county sheriff, no matter who they are, no matter what they've done, they haven't done near enough to protect you from the coming troubles, from a federal government that is prepping the ground to come after all of us. They are. That's why they're talking about all these elevated terror threats. That's why they've made such a big deal about January 6th. That's why they've sent FBI agents into your church after pro-lifers, after school board moms. The federal government is making preparations to attack the political enemies of Democrats. And in fact, they obviously already are. But that gets ramped up from here. Remember, the communist never goes backwards, ever. It only goes up, up, up. It only gets worse and worse and worse. Your red state AG, he needs to start taking action now. Your red county sheriff, does he have a plan to deputize citizens to protect you from the federal government? He should. Call him and demand action or run against him. All right? All right. We're going to move on. We're going to get to some emails, what they're doing in California. Speaking of red states versus blue states, we have all that and much more still to come here on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Let's talk for a second about the holiday season. It's a wonderful season, isn't it? I love Christmas. I love being reminded that I need to give more. I don't know about you. I'm a very selfish person, and I need that reminder. I need to be reminded to give to others. Tunnel to Towers reminds me every holiday season. Because this is the season of giving, the season of hope for them. That's what they call it, the foundation's season of hope, where they give these homes. Captain James Howard, he's a C5 quadriplegic, gave the use of his body up for this country. Because of you, because of your $11 a month, Captain James Howard and his family now have a fully adapted mortgage-free smart home to ease the financial burden, ease the burden on him, his family. That's what you've done. This is the season where this magic happens. Support this wonderful organization. $11 a month. T2T.org. T2T.org.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's do some good news. Let's do some emails, shall we? Let's get to this story first, though, just real quickly. Surge of detransition lawsuits pose a threat to booming gender transition business. We must become lawsuit happy. It is time to begin suing. As these people violate every law there is, it's time to start bankrupting corporations who align themselves with an evil government. These insurance companies, these hospitals, there are hospitals all across the country, these doctors, these nurses participating in things like this should all be sued into ruin. If that makes you uncomfortable, well, start getting more comfortable. It's going to take teeth. We are not going to polite our way out of this, I promise. It's going to take teeth. Hey, meathead, what's your favorite meal to have as leftovers? I've got to go with day-old pizza or homemade spaghetti. What about you? Okay, first of all, day-old pizza sucks. Okay, I've eaten it. I'll eat it. Cold pizza is the most overrated thing in the world. Absolutely sucks. The best leftovers out there, it's pasta. Whatever pasta there is, obviously you mentioned spaghetti. Spaghetti's 10 times as good reheated the next day as it is originally. 10 times as good. My wife makes this, you know how we're pretty high-end family, pretty fancy. She makes this homemade hamburger helper, only she says the stuff out of the box doesn't, that it's bad for you, she tries to say. So she has come up with homemade recipes, you know, meat and cheese and whatnot. She makes homemade hamburger helper for me and the boys. She, of course, won't eat it, but she makes us homemade hamburger helper. It's the greatest thing ever the next day. Don't get me wrong. It's great originally, but she laughs. She'll make it for me, and the boys will have eaten by the time I get home, and she'll say, do you want me to leave this out for you? And I'll tell her, no, please put it in the fridge. I'm going to have it for breakfast tomorrow morning. She'll just laugh because she knows I will. And there's nothing better. There's something about these pasta meat dishes. What, Michael, Chris, you guys don't agree? You guys are stupid. Anyway, the flavors all get to know each other. I will tell you, this reminds me of another little tidbit before we get back to other. What, Chris? What? Chris said, what about the pasta meat dish of pizza? Well, I don't get pasta on my pizza. I don't know whether that's a you thing, but I don't get bread and dough and pasta are not the same thing, Chris. They're radically different. Radically different things. That's one. Two, it doesn't work that way because in a pizza, the ingredients are not intermixed. The ingredients are separate. And so when you put them in the fridge, they stay separate. The toppings are one place. Their cheese is there. The sauce is there. The crust are there. It isn't intermixed, so you don't have layers. If somehow pizza was mixed up into layers, then it would be better the next day. Pasta, like a good spaghetti with meat sauce, it's all mixed up into layers. It's all mixed up in there. And so the flavors, look, we're getting to know each other at night. And by the time the next day rolls around, everything's kind of mixed into one big delicious pile of goo. Now, I'm just going to, before we get back to the politics, I wanted to give you a little heads up. I have a helpful tidbit for you. The bun with a sandwich. The bun is a critical part of any sandwich, like a burger, a homemade cheeseburger. If you screwed up and you have stale buns, or maybe you don't have the money to go get fresh buns, that's all, it's pretty much everybody right now, right? Here's what you do. When you make your cheeseburger at home, when you pull it off and put it in the bun, do not eat it yet. Place it in foil and wrap it up. 5 minutes. 5 minutes, put your burger in the foil and wrap it up. It will not get cold. Do not worry about that. The foil will keep all of that heat in. What it will do is the heat and the grease and everything from the burger will steam up your bun. In 5 minutes, when you undo the foil, you're going to be sitting there with a delicious, gooey, fresh bun as part of your burger. Tin foil is your friend. See, these are the things you figure out when you're white trash, Chris. When your garlic bread is hamburger buns and things like that, you figure out how to eat on a budget. And that's where the Kellys really thrive. Anything really white trashy, really budget conscious, that's my specialty, baby. You know what, Chris? And look, I understand maybe you're concerned about making a mess. Maybe you're concerned that, hey, Jesse, what if the grease starts going everywhere in the burger and I eat it? What if it spills on me? That's an understandable concern. But that's actually good news too, because then you can just go knock out a shower and then dry off with your Mai Tais. Not only did you just enjoy a delicious cheeseburger with a fresh bun, don't shake your head, Chris, you get to enjoy the greatest towels ever. 6-piece towel sets from MyPillow. The brand new Mai Tais are on sale. As low as $29.98. You have to use the promo code Jesse for that. Or you can upgrade to the designer premium line for just $20 more. So eat your cheeseburger. Let a little grease fall. It's no big deal because you get a shower and the greatest drying off experience ever. MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special square. Use the promo code Jesse or call them 800-845-0544. Ah! Now, let's deal with this. We've covered a lot of different things on the show, but there's obviously, it's a common thing we say a lot about how what the commies are doing, they will accuse others of doing. And that's very true. That's very, very true. You see this all over the place now. Whatever these people are doing, they will accuse you of doing. So that's true. But there's more to what they're doing right now. There's more to the language they use. And this is something we talk about often, but there's a great example of this courtesy of Rachel Maddow. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show whatever you want, your love, your hate, your death threats. Email those into Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Ooh, even your Ask Dr. Jesse Friday questions. It's gonna get on us faster than you think. All right? All right. So, like I was talking about before the break, it's a very common thing to hear. Maybe it's a common thing you say or I say, and it's true, that whatever the commie is doing, he will accuse you of doing. And that's true. That's true. And a lot of people have heard this clip between Chris Hayes and Rachel Maddow, a couple apparatchiks, and they think that's what's going on here. And yes, that's part of what's going on. But there's more to it than that. Well, I'm going to play it, and then we'll talk.
There's something in the same way of that, like when you see that photo, you're like, I know what I'm looking at. It's like when I hear a populist leader describe the other people in the political spectrum as vermin, who've like infested the nation, like I just know what that is.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Everybody knows what that is. And I think he knows what that is.
Yes.
Yes. There's some of that. And I think that...
With what?
With the use of the word vermin.
Okay.
And with the way that he's now calling his enemies fascists.
Right.
So...
Yes, he has started doing that.
He has started calling, you know, you and me and everybody in the, you know, everybody who's not Team Trump is a fascist, that he has to save the country from the fascists. And he's using this terminology, which is overtly and obviously fascist callback language, things like, you know, the enemy of the people, yes, right, okay. Yeah. But calling the internal enemy vermin that needs to be exterminated, he knows what he's doing. And that will make everybody say, wow, that's the most fascist thing I've ever heard. Oh, fascist, no, you're the fascist.
They're doing something and they have a purpose for what they're doing. I could pull up that clip. We've played it before, speaking of Christopher Wray, where Christopher Wray is talking about, oh my gosh, the elevated threats. We've never had this kind of domestic terror threats. I could bring up a million different apparatchiks all saying the same kinds of things. Well, what are they doing? Why are they saying these things about Trump, about domestic terror? Why are they saying these things? They're preparing. They're prepping the ground. They're prepping the ground to justify what they're going to do next year. You're going to start seeing this. Now that you've heard it, you'll start seeing this more and more. You're going to see this a lot. They're prepping the ground. Oh my gosh, we have a lot of domestic terror stuff. Oh my gosh, Donald Trump's uniquely dangerous. Donald Trump, he's going to imprison us. He's going to execute people. Uh-oh, Donald Trump's evil. Donald Trump's this. The American right, the Republicans, they're domestic terrorists. Uh-oh. What are they doing? Don't dismiss it. They're making preparations. Preparations for what? For when they throw Donald Trump in prison and then the American right freaks out about it, because most of the American right have been lied to by the idiots they listen to on the radio and TV, because they'll be shocked that day instead of knowing it's obviously coming. It's obviously coming. The right will freak out and then the left will descend on the right using mainly the FBI. They will descend on the right and they will begin rounding up Republicans. Every stupid Facebook post you've put up, maybe even that meme you sent your buddy that goes a little too far. FBI, open up. And they're prepping the ground now. But what does that mean, prepping the ground? They're prepping Norm. They're prepping Norma. Remember, they're not necessarily worried about you. They can't prep you. You're too informed. They can't prep you. They're prepping Norm and Norma, so when the crackdown comes, when the Cheka continues to descend on the Americans on the right, they want Norm and Norma to be properly prepared mentally for that moment. They want Norm to turn on the television set and see an FBI raid of his neighbor across town because his neighbor put up a spicy post on Facebook, and they want Norma to say, well, I mean, after all, we did hear that domestic terror was on the rise. I bet he was part of that group, definitely. Anyway, thank God for the FBI, the great men and women at the FBI, thank goodness. They're prepping for what they're planning. They're prepping for what they're planning. A lot of this, you're hearing a lot of this talk now. Trump's dangerous. Trump's a fascist. Trump's going to kill people. Trump's an authoritarian. That's because they know they're sending him to prison. And they know that's going to be a lot to swallow for most Americans, because they railroaded the freaking guy and sent him to prison. Well, they're preparing Norm for that moment. Well, after all, I mean, they had to send him to prison. He is a fascist, after all. He is an authoritarian. As I've said before, love him or hate him, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. But the steps they've taken to stop Donald Trump have done more to destroy the United States of America than anything else that's ever been done in the history of this country. Because as we talked about before on the show, you may remember this, we used to talk about it a lot, at any cost. Stop Trump at any cost. It doesn't matter. Pull out all the stops. Push all the chips to the center of the table. He must be stopped at any cost. The problem with at any cost is it can get real expensive real fast. That's a fact. I don't go home tonight and tell my wife, oh, what's that, honey? You want to redecorate the house? You know what? Redecorate the house doesn't even matter the cost. You know why I don't say that? because I don't want to have to get a third job. That's why I don't say that. All right. Look, I'm going to go back, switching back here to this Marsha Blackburn stuff, and I'm glad she's speaking about this loudly, not just about Epstein, about the trafficking.
There are disturbing allegations that the FBI failed to investigate the sex trafficking allegations. And indeed, one survivor says that the FBI, even after she brought forward repeatedly content about his conduct, that the FBI refused to investigate her claims. Why or what awareness you have of the FBI's failure to investigate these claims? And I want to get you on the record, since numerous survivors have said the FBI did not show up to help them. What specifically has the FBI done?
Well, as to the Epstein case specifically,
the FBI hasn't done squat. That's why we need the Acervo Project. We need an organization helping these kids. The average age of a trafficked child in this country is 14. As you listen to the sound of my voice, there are 14-year-olds and younger being trafficked all around us. Well, not in my community. Yes, your community too. The Acervo Project rescues these kids. And they get these perps thrown in prison for a very, very, very long time. That's what you support when you support the Acervo Project. They only do this with your support. $14 a month. That's what they ask for. $14 a month. TheAcervoProject.org. That's A-S-S-E-R-V-O. TheAcervoProject.org. Back to what Holly was talking about earlier today.
This is you on July the 12th in the House. You were asked directly by Jim Jordan, do you think that priests ought to be approached to give information on parishioners? You said, no, sir, no, sir. You went on to say, we do not recruit, open, or operate human sources. We do not report on religious organizations. You went on to say, this product, meaning the Richmond memo, has not resulted in any investigative action. But now we know that, in fact, FBI agents did approach a priest and a choir director to ask them to inform on parishioners.
I played that again because I wanted to have another quick talk. American pastors somehow believe they're serving their flock by abstaining from politics. I've had these conversations with my own pastors. Hey, so what's going on in the world? I don't follow that stuff very much. Please talk to your pastor. If you are a pastor, well, I'm not really concerned about you. You listen to this show, but please speak to your pastor. American pastors need to understand that the federal government is forming up against them. They're going to use all the endless LGBTQ, America's new religion, you know, the U.S. of gay. They're going to use America's new religion and our hate crime laws to come after the churches. They're already in the churches. Please don't be naive. We got one document from the Richmond Field Office. We lucked into that one because of a whistleblower outlining the FBI's plans to infiltrate churches. That means they're already there and have been there for quite some time. Make sure your pastor is at least aware. I'm not asking you to turn him into an anti-communist overnight. Most will not. But make sure your pastor is aware of the situation because it's serious. And make sure he continues forward unafraid. All right? We still have another segment. Headlines. Couple emails. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I was going to play my prediction that I was right about again, but we just don't have enough time for that. There are too many other things I want to get to. I never even really got to this COP 98 that's going on right now. COP 98, COP 90, or sorry, 28, COP 28. What is COP 28? The world's elites are meeting in Dubai, a city built from oil money, and they're meeting to destroy your liberty and kill about a billion people. Well, probably closer to 5 or 6 billion. This is the climate change meeting. And of course, John Kerry's big, ugly, stupid face is being interviewed at every turn. And he dropped this line, and I love this one because he means it. in a different way.
First of all, I'm guided by the science. And I can tell you, honestly, there is zero politics or ideology in any decision that the President Biden has made or the administration has made. We are driven by the science.
This is part of the brilliance of what the American communist has done. And yeah, it sucks, but I really genuinely admire it. And it's a blueprint for us going forward. The American communist understood that you want to change the people. You know how I always say we don't have a politician problem, we have a people problem? You know, you shouldn't have to ban child trans surgery. That should just be something that people don't want, right? There should be no market for that. There should be no doctor who would perform it. That's not something you should have to ban. We have a people problem, not a politician problem. We have a people problem. But why do we have a people problem? We have a people problem because the people of any nation are simply a product of that nation's institutions. If you walked into ancient Sparta and you ran into a man, a 30, 35-year-old man, that man would be able to handle a shield, a sword, a spear. That man would be able to survive in the wild. He would be able to apply battlefield tactics. Why? Is he somehow made of different stuff than the average American man is today? No. Spartan institutions for men were designed to create warriors. So their society created warriors. A nation's people are the product of a nation's institutions. What the communists did was he simply, instead of trying to sell the American people on his evil plans, he just took over the institutions. And now so many of the American people, they believe the most insane, commie, evil things, and yet they genuinely believe. It's not political. It's not ideological. What are you talking about? It's just the science. The communists didn't seek to change anything except the scientist himself. You see, the communists understood if you want to get to Norm and Norma, if you want them to believe your sick religion, then get to the guy who educates Norm and Norma. Get to the guy who believes, or get to the guy who is the expert in the eyes of Norm and Norma. When Norm wants to know science, he's going to go to a scientist, of course. The problem is the American scientist, educated in America's commie education system, and very likely is educated in a way designed to get the scientist and his university more grant money. More grant money from where? The commie federal government. It's like we were talking about yesterday about history. We did a little brief history yesterday. And that brief history was on Francisco Franco, El Caudillo. And the expert they brought on, introduced as the premier expert on Spanish history in his nation. That's how he was introduced. And moves on to regurgitate the most vicious commie lies and misinterpretations of Francisco Franco I've ever heard. And not only is this guy the foremost expert, he, of course, wrote a biography on Francisco Franco. How, quote, educated do you think you'd be after reading the biography this guy wrote? That's what they do. They seize the institutions themselves. And then they get on camera and they say, hey, it's just science.
First of all, I'm guided by the science. And I can tell you, honestly, there is zero politics or ideology in any decision that the President Biden has made or the administration.
Yeah, I'm guided by the science, too. The science that says your testosterone levels need to increase. That's science. That's real, actual science. I know this country demonizes testosterone, but testosterone is not only wonderful, it is necessary for men. You must have it. It's more than just physical. It's how your mind works. You need it to focus. You need it for your mood. Fellas, you depressed a lot? You down a lot? When's the last time you get your T levels checked? Go get yourself on a male vitality stack with chalk. Stay with it for 90 days, please. Take it for 90 days. Take your stack for 90 days a 20% increase in your testosterone, you're going to feel like you have a rocket booster attached to your feet. And it's Christmas sale time. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. Male vitality stacks, gentlemen. All of us need to be on one, all right? All right.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
California will soon fine stores that don't have gender-neutral kids' toy sections. Yes, that's why you need to leave your blue state and get to a red one. You see, the commie is not going to passively allow you to continue to be normal because the communist is a religious zealot. His religion is all about destruction and domination. He's not going to let you have your little fiefdom there. Get out. Trust me. Huge group of men who've escaped Xi's communist regime are found at the U.S. border. Yes, yes, a bunch of military-age Chinese men have been found at the U.S. border. I'm sure none of those are trained subversives who are going to come in here and, I don't know, blow up railways and such. U.S. national debt surpasses $100,000 per person. Just want to remind you, Republicans and Democrats, neither of them have proposed a single serious spending cut. None of them. The best you can get from any of these people is slightly reducing the spending increases that are scheduled. It's wild. Mask scores dropped globally, but the U.S. still trails other countries. I have mixed emotions about this. Obviously, a nation really needs to have high mask scores. Those are really important for a nation. That's an important subject. At the same time, I had to drop algebra a whole bunch of times from my community college, and I feel unnecessarily judgy when I bring this up, so I'm just going to move on. You know what? Math sucks. White House warns it will run out of money for Ukraine unless Congress acts by the end of the year. Out of money for Ukraine? Oh my gosh! That's the most important thing in the world! Sorry. I couldn't. That was mocking. It wasn't right, and it was mocking. Send me an email. We'll come back tomorrow. We'll have more fun. That's all.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.